Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are watching from in the world today, and welcome to Life with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and life coach. And I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations and uncover their real potential so that they can create new possibilities, both in their work and in their life. And this is what I call life leadership. Okay, so today's topic: why reflecting now will propel you forward in the new year. Why do I say this? Because by taking the time to reflect, we can identify the lessons learned in terms of what we can do better or differently next year, so that by this time next year, we're in a better place. We've moved forward, we've progressed in some way or improved in certain areas of our life. So that when we set our intentions, when we set our goals or our desired outcomes for the new year, which I'm going to talk about next week on the live, then we are well positioned to achieve them. Why? Because we've looked back on what worked, what didn't work, understanding why and what we can do differently. So why reflect on the last 12 months? Why don't we just keep moving forward and doing and doing and doing? Well, here's the thing with that. It's easy to just keep doing and taking action, which, yes, of course, is really, really important. Taking action is great. Implementation is great. All of that is good. However, what direction are you heading in? Are you simply taking action, doing lots of things, but finding that you're spinning wheels and having no clear direction? Maybe you find yourself on a treadmill of life and you're just constantly crazily busy doing stuff and trying to hold it all together, but going nowhere fast. And this is where the reflection comes in. Taking time to slow down. This is so really incredibly important. Even if it's just an hour or 2 hours over the Christmas season, to slow down and actually just take time to reflect on what you have accomplished. How far have you come? Where have you progressed? Where have you moved forward? What has changed? Where are you still frustrated or struggling or in the same place even that you were in last year? And where would you like to be in another 12 months' time, if not before? So whether it's reflecting on your day, on your week, on the month, or the last year, there is a lot of power to be had in reflecting on your performance, on your wins, and as well on your struggles, because there are always lessons to be learned. So what I'd like to share with you today is some steps that you can work through for yourself in terms of a reflection process, because by doing this, by working through this, you could do this on your own, you can do it with your partner, with your family, with your team, with your manager. All of this will allow you to have some reflection and understanding and learnings of the last year. By not doing this, you run the risk of heading into the new year and just continuing on that treadmill and finding yourself possibly in exactly the same place that you're in right now and having not moved forward, not progressed, not improved, not developed, not learnt new things, or whatever it is that you would love to be able to do. And it's not the case that you have to do this in every single area of your life, but what I'm inviting you to do as part of this process is to identify the priority areas in your life. So whether that is your work, your career, perhaps it's your home life, maybe it's your relationships, and that can be a relationship with your partner, with your children, it could even be with your friends and other loved ones. So think about the broader picture. Which are the priorities in your life? And pick maybe the top 3 to 5 to start with, so you don't go into a state of overwhelm of having so much to look at and then thinking, I've got so much to do next year, and then finding yourself paralyzed with fear of like, I don't even know where to start, which is often what can happen. So pick what feels manageable to you, maybe 3 to 5 areas of your life. So what else could there be? If it's not work and career, maybe it's home, maybe it's relationships, possibly it's your health. For me, our health is our greatest asset. So health is always a priority. And there's always room for improvement. There is room to get started. So if it's something you've been struggling with for a while, again, baby steps. What are the steps you can take, however small, that will move you forward, even if it's 5%, 10% over the next 12 months? Think about your family and your family life. Is there areas of that that you'd like to improve or change? Creating balance in your life, perhaps that's something that's more important to you. Maybe you're feeling like you're just constantly on the go. There's a lot of work, long hours, and you want more balance in your life. Is that something that's important for you? Possibly it's your finances. Maybe you want to improve on your finances to be earning more, generating more income, making your money work for you, whatever that looks like. So if that's something that's important for you, then add that to your list. Maybe it's personal growth. Maybe it's the work on yourself, the deep inner work, which is something I say is so, so powerful and so important, because when we work on ourselves, everything else will start to shift. So perhaps you're thinking, actually, you know what? I want to invest some time on my personal growth, whether that's reading books, doing a course, a training, hiring a coach, a mentor, whatever that looks like for you. So slow down, look at the key areas for you, 3 to 5 areas where you want to prioritize those over the coming year. And before even setting the goals, here are some questions I'd like you to consider. You might want to write these down so you can go back and spend some time looking at these. So the first thing is, within each of those areas that you have identified, let's say you've identified 5. Within each of those 5 areas, I invite you to first ask yourself, what went well? In other words, what worked? Where did you get success or growth or improvement, development, progress? You feel like you've moved forward, however big, however small those changes have been. What has worked well for you? What has gone well? And then when you've answered that, you want to ask yourself why. So why did that work really well? Because there are going to be areas that didn't work. And that's your second question. What didn't work and why didn't it work? So let's look at an example. It may be that when you ask yourself what went well, well, perhaps your work, your career has gone well. Maybe you've moved forward, you've developed in your experience and your skills. Perhaps you've had a promotion, you've had some great recognition, you're more visible within the organization, whatever that might be. Maybe that's the area of your life that's gone really, really well this year. And then when you say to yourself, well, what didn't work? Perhaps it's your health. So then when you ask yourself why, so why did my career go well? Why did work really progress for me? And why did my health not? And understanding that, the why, is the key to then being able to really propel yourself forward next year and to understand what you could do better. What could you do differently? And that is the third question. What could be better? So if, let's say, for question one, you're answering what went well is my work, my career. Why is that? Is that because that has been your absolute priority this year? Is that because you've gone over and above, you've put more effort in, you've been more consistent, perhaps you're spending all the hours in your work, in your job? Maybe that's why it's gone well. But understanding that gives you lessons to be learned. So if your health has been struggling, maybe the health is the area that you've really not paid attention to or focused on, perhaps that's what didn't work. Why? Because of that very reason. Maybe you compromised on your health. Maybe you didn't go training or running or exercising as much as you would have liked, or you were under a lot of stress at work because that was your priority. So then you were eating the wrong foods and knowing what you were doing, but not having time to prepare good, healthy meals. So whatever it might be, it's really understanding the why behind the results and being honest with yourself. This isn't about, you don't have to post this on social media or talk to anyone else about it. If you're comfortable to share, whether that's with a partner, a friend, somebody that you work with, your coach, your mentor, then great, do that, because talking things through can also open up your eyes to your blind spots, to what you haven't noticed, what you haven't realized. However, if you're not someone who wants to share it right now, that's okay too. Be honest with yourself, because by being honest with yourself and really understanding those learnings, that will help you to understand what you could do differently next year so that you can move forward. So the fourth question is, what are your insights? What are your learnings? And that a big part of that is going to come from the why, the question why. And if you think about insights and learnings, looking at what has gone well, thinking about, okay, why did those things go well? Did I afford more time to them? Are they things that really inspire me, light me up, energize me and motivate me? What about the things that haven't worked and that could be so much better? Are they things I've not placed priority on, or I've not invested time and energy on? Or maybe I've just forgotten about because I've been so absorbed in something else. And that's where you gain your insights about what motivates you, about how you operate, where you perform at your best. It may even be that, let's say, the year before, your health was at its peak and you used to train in the mornings. And you know that if you get up in the morning and you go do your exercise, you're good, you're set for the day, and that elevates your levels of health. Whereas maybe this year things have changed, you started to plan to train and exercise in the evening, and then it's just not happened the way that you wanted it. And then you've recognized perhaps that, you know what, by going through this process and asking yourself why, you recognize that, you know what, if I commit to exercising in the evening and I keep getting distracted, it just doesn't happen for various reasons, other commitments come up, then you know what? I need to move it back to the mornings because that's where it worked. And this is why reflection is so important, because we will learn lessons about ourselves. We will get to understand ourselves better. We'll get to understand what drives us, what motivates us, even to the level of what times of day we operate and we perform better. For many people, it's the mornings. For some, it's the afternoons. For some, it's the evenings. So these are all insights that you will gain by going through this process. So the fourth question is, what are my insights? What are my learnings from all of this? The next question, number five, is what will I do differently? So what am I going to do differently as we enter into a new year? And this will be based on those areas that you've identified of your life that are important to you, and understanding what's gone well and what hasn't worked. And then saying, okay, so what do I do differently this year? Maybe work has gone phenomenally well, but actually I really want to get a grip on my health. So that's going to be priority number one. And then we need to look at what it is you need to do, which leads me to the next question, question six, which is, what actions will I take as I enter into 2024? So that is how you get to that place of creating a plan, which we're going to look at next week, more about planning and strategy for your year ahead. So for now, we want to do the reflection work and understanding, what has been my priority this year? What has gone well? What hasn't? And then what are my learnings? What am I going to do differently next year? And by virtue of what you can do differently, so for example, saying, okay, well, I'm going to prioritize my health and I'm going to move it to the morning time to go exercise. What actions are you going to take as you enter into 2024? And this is what I want you to slow down to get really clear. Because the actions that you're going to take, if I asked you, well, why, you, by going through this process, you'll be able to answer that easily by saying, well, I did this last year, this worked, this didn't. And by taking these actions this year, I'm likely to accomplish my outcomes, my goals. I want to, I've moved forward and progressed to where I want to be. So, quick recap on those questions and the process. First of all, what I invite you to do is to identify your top 3 to 5 areas of your life that are your priority. Again, it could be your work and career, your home life, your relationships, any of the relationships you have, your health, family, balance, creating more balance in your life, your finances, your personal growth. And I'm sure there are other areas that I haven't mentioned that may be of significant importance for you. And then ask yourself the question, looking back over the last 12 months, what has gone well? What has worked for you and why? And the second question is, what didn't work? And again, exploring why that has been. Third question, what could be better? And why could it be better? You really want to understand this for yourself. Then reflecting on all of that, what are your insights and what are your learnings as you go through this process? Then you want to ask yourself, okay, now that I understand this, what will I do differently in the coming days, weeks, and months, and the year ahead? And again, why? And if you say, well, it's a priority, well, why is it a priority? Why is that important to you? Why do you want to create that improvement or make that progress? And then what actions will you take as you enter into the new year? So I hope you find this useful. Please spend some time on it, whether it's over the next week or two or over the holiday season. If you've got some time away from work and away from the laptop, just grab a notebook and pen and just write down those questions and then write as much as you can that comes up for you as you answer each of those questions, because it will really reflect back to you about your behaviors, how you're progressing in certain areas or maybe struggling in others, and highlighting to you what you can do differently. And if you've ever heard the saying that all the answers are inside you, this is a great example of that. It's actually when we slow down and we create space, we work through this process, is where we actually get to really recognize how we can perform at our best, how we can move ourselves forward and create that progress in all areas of our life and overcome struggles and obstacles by understanding ourselves so much better. So I wish you all the best with that. Of course, if you have any questions, pop them in the comments. If you'd rather, then do DM me and I will come back to you. And really carve out some time over the next 2 to 3 weeks to do that reflection work. So before I wrap up, until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.